Okay, that takes care of all of the regular business. Now we'll move on. We've got two cases under old business. And first case is 11,267, Mr. Secretary.
Yes, on the this application was held public hearing on September 23rd, 2013, and it was tabled to allow the applicant to provide photos of the proposed unit. It's an existing unit that in the park that's down the road, and I passed down two photos.
Very well.
It's a single wide. This was the application for special exception to retain a manufactured home type structure for storage and security for a period of 5 years.
Right, that's the one there at Cedar Creek.
At East Bay King's.
East Bay King Market.
Still King.
Huh?
Is it still called King?
No, I don't know the name of it. No, it's not not still King's up.
It was King for a long time.
Yes, it was. Mrs. King then for a long time.
Was anybody living in that?
He was. He says he was.
He was.
Yeah. That's back right. That's that trailer park right next to it. All them
and
trees. Yeah, yeah, so all them trees and mold and everything. That's a bed. I mean, it's I guess with the trailers and things. All them eating them houses going down that road, but they've got mold all over them too. It's a shame.
Yeah.
It is. They're nice people, huh?
They don't like power washers, do they?
No, there's about 400 trailers in there, but even the houses takes.
You don't need
that
a power washer.
Huh?
All you need is a gallon of bleach and some water and a sprayer.
Yep, that'd be about all. All of them in there, it's a shame. Even the store,
the bleach works pretty well.
Yeah. That's where the guy that used to work State Highway, 50-50 from it. I think it was his name. If I know me, the guy that retired from State Highway is right across there. Anyway, gentlemen, you've seen the pictures, what we ask. And it's for a period of 5 years.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I don't know if I did or not, but we're looking at case number 11267, the application of Fahmy Smadi.
That's him.
Yeah.
And yep, no, that's right.
I don't know what I did or not.
Yes, you did. Yep,
Fahmy sure Smadi.
I have no problem with his business where he's at.
We did discuss a stipulation that it would.
Once he.
Didn't he say he was going to live in it?
Yeah, taking it out of the park and putting it by the store for
right,
security and renting it. But you made a stipulation.
The stipulation.
If he left, that it be moved, it not go with the business.
Right.
Yeah, and we agreed. We're waiting for the picture.
Only for his benefit.
Yep. I have no problem with that.
I don't know about that hard to enforce.
Huh?
Is that hard to enforce?
Well,
really
it may be hard to enforce, but if later in 5 years it comes back and he's not there anymore.
Back anyway. Yeah.
You got to come back anyway in 5 years, so then you would.
They had to repeat it or replace right. Another application.
Yeah. Right. So.
But he's going to live there and storage both.
Right, for his store. But yeah, his excess. Instead of keeping in the store, he'll have the
store's clothes and
candy bars
effects.
And crackers and whatever. All right, gentlemen, there's no further discussion, then I have no problem with that case. I really don't. I've been down there.
Should we stipulate it be cleaned?
Phew. Yeah. Mr. Mills, huh?
Should we stipulate that it be clean, the outside be cleaned?
He is putting a skirt and everything around it, right?
Yeah.
He has to.
What's the time limit on that?
He has to get a permit to put it on the site once you approve it. And then the skirting has to be done before you occupy it. The permit's only good for a year.
So you got a year to put on there before you can occupy it.
You can't occupy until it's skirted.
I have no problem with it.
We could stipulate that the microbial growth be removed. No, I'm being serious.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just the way you said the microbial.
I've learned that when you have to be an environmental hygienist to call it mold.
Oh, okay. Now I'm not. I go along with that, Mr. Mills. I have no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead and finish your motion.
Oh, it wasn't a motion. I was just making a suggestion.
Well, you know we're going to go along with it.
I guess you can clean it one time. That'll probably be it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, at least it looks presentable. When.
All jokes aside, if you can do that. Can we do that, Mr. Wright?
Absolutely.
Council?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay.
Well, then.
You can reference the skirting at the same time so it's clear to him, too.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Right. Tied in that.
So, this is a special use exception. So the only question is, will it substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
No.
We didn't hear testimony that it would. We didn't hear testimony that it would not. And it is my opinion, after looking at the pictures, that in its present state may have somewhat, if not substantial, adverse effect. So I would make a motion to approve case number 11,267 with the stipulations that it be for a period of 5 years.
Okay.
That it be limited to the use of the applicant only. That the microbial growth be removed from the exterior siding, and that it have the proper skirting and other effects that would be required by the county and so forth.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,267 with stipulations. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I'm Mr. Conway, for the previous reasons or stipulations that have been approved by Mr. Mills. So by a vote.
Go ahead.
So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,267 is approved.
Just for your clarification, Mr. Chairman, there is a provision of section 115.212 that allows for cleaning and painting to be a condition to an approval granted by the board.
Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman.
Just as
Lawrence,
a point of clarity.
Lawrence had it covered.
I knew that was in there, but I couldn't know
where to look. Thank you very much for that.
I thought it might have been under the catch-all, but there's actually a specific one. So.
Okay, case number 11,267.